done got over, I'm so glad. Done got over, so glad. Done got over, done got over at last.
This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Lead Belly, the Smithsonian Folkways Collection, the new in-depth box set dedicated to the influential American folk and blues music icon. It's available in stores February 24th, and it's a beautiful coffee table style book with 140 pages of essays and photographs, along with 108 tracks on 5 CDs with extensive song notes. 16 of the songs are unreleased, including I'm So Glad I Done Got Over, which you're hearing in the background now. If you have the Grammy-winning Woody Guthrie at 100, this is the second in a series and is equally impressive. Listeners of the Sing Out podcast can save 20% on the set, as well as a special package, including a limited edition Lead Belly poster and a t-shirt, by entering the code SINGOUTLED at folkways.si.edu. That's SINGOUTLEAD, all one word, at folkways.si.edu, home of Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, the nonprofit record label of the National Museum. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Baseball, the soundtrack to the Ken Burns film, and we heard the Star-Spangled Banner from Bruce Hornsby and Branford Marsalis. As I'm recording this episode, it's begun to snow again outside my house. The temperatures are in the single digits or below at night, and we're lucky to break 20 during the day. The most wonderful time of the year for me is spring training in advance of the baseball season. Every year, my beloved Philadelphia Phillies make the trek down to Clearwater, Florida on the Gulf Coast with high hopes. All the teams have equal records as they get back to work in the beautiful warm temperatures, bright skies, and green grass. Daily reports on the Sports Channel always talk about the beautiful weather, but in the past we have almost always had a snowstorm up north on the day the first exhibition game is televised. Nevertheless, we always enter the season thinking maybe this will be the year, only to have our hopes dashed when the season begins. We'll open the program with Baseball on the Block from the CD Family Garden by John McCutcheon. Baseball's in the air on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Just a stick and a ball, and a neighborhood call, and a space big enough for a game. Third base is Eddie's old shirt. Second is Schmidt's Chevrolet. You know I had a shirt double. I was just rounding first when Schmidt's mom drove second away. And the grown-ups all sit on the doorsteps, watching us play in the street. And the evening feels lazy as softball as it comes at you slow, sure, and sweet. And it's one, two, three strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. The bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. Best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. And at night we all listen to our radios and follow each twist of the game. And all the numbers, know all the teams, we know every player by name. All those kids who once played in the sand lots did all the stuff that we do with a ball and a glove, a game that we love. We know they're not that much different from you. And it's one, strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. Bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball. Fly. It's a one-hit shutout through four. It's a Texas League double. It's a hit-and-run play with one in position to score. And it's the old hit-and-ball trick, a blooper to right. Runners are looking to go. He shakes off a sign, checks the leadoff at first. Wind up, the stretch and the throw. And it's one, two, three strikes you're out, two, three, four balls you walk. Bases are loaded, I'm standing alone. Come on, give me a sweet one, now bring us all home. These are the best days I've ever known. Baseball on the block. So Willie say, hey, don't you wanna play? Come on, meet me in the street afternoon. Give me low and away, I'll hit 'em all day. To the man who lives up in the moon, to the man who lives up in the moon. Just a stick and a ball, a neighborhood call, and a space big enough for a game. You know, Diz, I got a taste for the good life. And I don't want to be no fool. So I sat down and I came up with these six basic rules. Avoid fried meats, which angry up the blood. The body is a temple, palace for the soul. It's a Lincoln Continental. You got to treat it like 24 karat gold. If your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify it with cool thoughts. You're floating down the river in your red canoe. Pretty gal right by your side, the one that thanks the world of you. Keep the juices flowing by jangling gently as you move. Jangle gently, it's elementary. Go light on the vices such as carrying on in society. The society ramble ain't restful. Boozing, cruising, them uptown women can bring you down. Avoid running at all times. Say now, what's your hurry? No harm in being late. Just make sure when you get there, you got the goods and you're worth the wait. And don't look back, something might be gaining on you. Get up every morning, lace up those old shoes, make that slow walk to the mound, and show the world what you can do. Well, now you got the picture, the wisdom from the sage, clear and cool, six basic rules, yours truly, Satchel Paige. Simple as that.
The odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with a murderer's roll. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. A couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. A couple of breaks. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. I've been coming since before I remember. I've seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I've seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September, that's a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with a whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. You know when it feels like summer in the springtime, like morning in the afternoon. But we are weak up the middle, dull at the corners, and the dog days that come too soon. Too soon. My father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood, that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try to make good. You know the players will always change, mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame, pass the mustard, share the blame, pass the mustard. All's well that ends well. Round here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. The fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Give me opening day. Give me opening day.
Baseball's in the air on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine. We just heard Peter Cooper and the title track of his recording Opening Day. And from the graphics, it would look as though he might just be a Cubs fan. It's on Red Beat Records out of Nashville. And before that, we heard from a musical baseball story, Old Diz, performed by David Olney and John Hadley and based on a play by Ben Jones. We heard Satch's Six Basic Rules, the legendary Satchel Paige and his philosophy on life. That's on Deadbeat Records. And we let off that set with John McCutcheon from Family Garden and Baseball on the Block. That's on Rounder Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a fellow who is a Phillies fan just like me, Eric Balke, from his recording While the Paint Dries and Baseball in My Blood, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It's September, so the sun is low. The season's come, but now we'll go. The ball skips off the grass, I throw it back. The lights are on, the night is brisk. Oh, baseball gods, I ask you this. Make it go slow, make this game last. 'Cause I've got baseball in my blood. Since the time that I was 7, that's all that I've dreamed of. I've got baseball in my soul. This field is my heaven. Don't ever make me go. Don't ever make me go. I play shortstop for the Buccaneers. The local fans hold their cold beers. It's just the minor leagues, it's not the show. But don't tell them in Middletown, they're scared of when the mills close down. The Buccaneers are their last hope, 'cause they've got baseball in their blood. Since back in 51, this town has been in love. They've got baseball in their soul. But when the mills all close down, the stadium will go. Don't ever make it go. So it's me at short, Doug's on the hill. Jim plays second, at first is Bill McGee. This year could be his last. His knees are shot, the travel's hard. A late night bus, warm beer and cards. The minor leagues have aged him fast. But he's got baseball in his blood. Like the easy worn out feeling of a beat up baseball glove. He's got baseball in his soul. So they drag him from this field. McGee will never go. This baseball bum is stealing home. Stealing home. Stealing.
Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Oh, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to
who?
The contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Look,
will you stay on third base
right.
And don't go off it?
All right, I don't even know.
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base!
Outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield.
Oh,
I want to know what's the guy's name in left field.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He is
center field.
Look, you got a pitcher on a team.
Sure.
The pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name.
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher.
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team.
I can't.
You know, I'm a a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Look, if I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball in a hole.
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I said.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you asked me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
same
it.
As you.
Don't change him around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
How many? Come on.
Circle the picnic table, eyes watch me in my flowing dress. The sky is an unnatural shade of green, but it's really just the light through the trees. Red and white, inviting cookie store in New York City. I took a chocolate photograph of 13-month-old smiling child, mothering's our conversation. Calls me a lunatic. Dancing in the middle of a crazy diamond, I'm kicking dust into traffic never slows. Still I wait. My sister tells a funny situation. She is happy in a thinking as the phone begins to ring. A big boom fills the room. It is a man who wants my sister all to himself, so I must break the news. She is gay. Laughing in the middle of a crazy diamond, she's kicking dust into the stagnant air. She is a shortstop between here and there, but the traffic will never slow. By yourself, tossing flowers, names engraved with pencil marks, a constant quirky conversation. Oh, should you change your name to protect your innocence? Traffic will never slow. Still I wait. circle the picnic table. Your eyes watch me. In my flowing dress, the sky is an unnatural shade of gray. But it's really just light fading from your eyes. Yes, it's really just light fading, fading. Yes, it's really just light.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1511. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Baseball, a film by Ken Burns, and we just heard Jacqueline Schwab with a Star-Spangled Banner. That's on Elektra Nonesuch Records. And before that, we heard from Duck Baker from his recording, There's Something for Everyone in America, and we heard Take Me Out to the Ball Game and America. That's on Stefan Grossman's Guitar Workshop Records. And before that, sometimes your little sister gets in the way when you want to play a number of different games. We heard Shortstop from Sarah Hickman. That's the title track of her recording on Elektra Records. And a classic from 1945 before that, Abbott and Costello, Who's On First, and that's included on Baseball's Greatest Hits on Rhino Records. And we let off that set with Eric Balke, along with Laurie McAllister and Baseball in My Blood from While the Paint Dries on Hudson Harding Records from Eric Balke. Peter Palmieri recorded a great baseball tune. Sometimes in the early days of playing ball, I was relegated to right field. Here's Peter Palmieri and right field on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Saturday summers, when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains, and we'd choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem, 'cause the fastest, the strongest played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. Well, I never needed to ask. It was sealed. I just took up my place in right field, playing right. Awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I dream of the day they hit one my way. They never did, but still I would pray that I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. And then I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball never came out to me. Here in right field, it's easy, you know. You can be awkward, you can be slow. That's why I'm here in right field, just watching the dandelions grow. Dragging on, there's strikes on the batter, some runners are on. I don't know the inning, I've forgotten the score. The whole team is yelling and I don't know what for. And then suddenly everyone's looking at me. My mind has been wandering, what could it be? They point to the sky and I look up above.
Another in left field. The designated hitter has five commercial deals. Perpetual charge is $20, autograph ball. A big guy in the skybox claims the overall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that kids cleaned up with a ball in a bag. A hand-me-down glove. There's a real game. That's the game I love. that stadium, the building the crowd's already seen. The distance is perfect and the grass is painted green. Television cameras standing slick and tall capture every replay, each $1 million fall. But there's a real game down on the corner in a vacant lot that the kids cleaned up, with a ball and a bat and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. I love it. Well, look at that kid, swings like Hank did. Look at that kid, he slides like Pete. Look at that kid, he throws like Nolan. Look at that kid, he looks like Chooch. Cleaned up with a ball and a bat and a hand-me-down glove. There's a real game, that's the game I love. Yeah, there's a real game, that's the game I love.
Daddy was a soldier, taught me how to make a fist. My mama used to hear my prayers, give me a good night kiss. Grandma taught me how to whistle, Uncle David gave me my nickname. Grandpa gave me the greatest gift, taught me how to play the game. Grandpa was a big man, 6'6", 265, with a back as strong and an arm as long as any man ever alive. Grandpa was a mailman down around New Orleans. When the sun went down, he went up on the mound for the post office softball team. When the fields all lit, me and Grandma sitting in rickety old wooden stands, and one by one the batters would come face that giant of a man. Round and round he had a wind up, sounded like a hurricane ready to blow. But when he released, the ball would ease on out, kind of slippery and slow. Grandpa played softball, caught a lot of folks off guard. He said the pitch that wins is the one that spins. Fool could throw the ball hard. Made a 9-year-old feel 10 feet tall. Made Grandma feel like a girl. Grandpa played softball in this old hardball world. Well, he had a little pitch he called a meltaway, like a snowball's day in hell. Started way up here, ended up down there, crossing the plate as it fell. Sinkers, sliders, bloopers and hiders, like he had the ball on a string. And the smart folks knew about all you could do, just close your eyes and swing. Well, they say he could have played in the majors, but he loved his little old hometown. Grandpa knowed going out on the road be kind of letting everybody down. He stayed and played for the home team, raised up a family with a couple of kids and a couple of acres of figs and pecan trees. Then Grandpa was an old man. Now that Grandpa's gone, there's jaybirds in the fig trees, squirrels in the pecans. There's concrete where the bleachers were when Grandpa played the game. You can still hear him call, batter up, play ball in a stadium with Grandpa's name. Grandpa played softball, made a lot of people proud. He said, when you're the one, you get the job done, you don't need to shout. If I live to be 103, I'll live by Grandpa's words. Grandpa played softball, this old hardball world.
Gather every summer here to celebrate our game, to raise above our number all those heroes we can name. But today I want to tell my dad a thing he never thought he'd hear. I am here. All those Saturdays at our house with the Braves there on the screen, the name of Matthews, Aaron Spawn, but a wondrous distant dream. But those not enshrined in Cooperstown, I hold them just as dear. It is in their name that I am here. For every kid who's chosen last and still comes back a second time, for every lifelong minor leaguer, for the last ones in the line, for all those broken-hearted Phillies fans crying in their beer, I am here. Every kid who played in Little League, who still walks in those dreams, for every small market last place crowd who cheers the hometown team, for every fan who truly does believe this could be the year, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star, for every hope raised like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. For every bleacher bum who tosses back a visitor's home run, for every sorry battered loser who still thinks this game's fun, for those still cheering for the Cubbies after all these years, I am here. For every parent, every child playing catch out in the yard, for every guy whose mother threw away that box of baseball cards, who thinks back on his hometown team and will not fight a tear, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star, for every hope raised like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. Everyone who'll stretch a single to a double every time, for every sacrifice and squeeze play when the game is on the line, for every 10-year-old who faces their first curveball without fear, I am here. For every aching joint and muscle on your hometown senior league, for every 50-year-old dreamer who still fights through the fatigue, only satisfaction is one good swing and a beer, I am here. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star, for every hope raised like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. Wish I could tell every story, wish that I knew every name of every coach, of every comrade who made me love this game. For every teammate, each opponent, I want to tell them all, this is your hall. For every pickup game and sandlot in every little town, for every street in every city where stickball still is found, for every 6 or 86-year-old still swinging for the wall, this is your hall. I am here for all the others who never got this far. I am here for every kid out there still wishing on a star. For every hope raised like a beacon, tall and bright and clear, I am here. I am here. I am here.
By the shores of old Lake Michigan, where the hawk wind blows so cold, an old Cub fan lay dying. In his midnight hour, the toll. Round his bed, his friends had all gathered. They knew his time was short. And on his head, they put this bright blue cap from his all-time favorite sport. Told him it's late, it's getting dark in here, and I know it's time to go. But before I leave the lineup, boys, there's just one thing that I'd like to know. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free, and the doormat of the National League. Told his friends, you know the law of averages says anything will happen that can. That's what it says. But the last time the Cubs won a National League pennant was the year we dropped the bomb on Japan. The Cubs made me a criminal, sent me down a wayward path. They stole my youth from me, that's the truth. I'd forsake my teachers to go sit in the bleachers in flagrant truancy. And then one thing led to another, and soon I discovered alcohol, gambling, dope, football, hockey, lacrosse, tennis, but what do you expect when you raise up a young boy's hopes and then just crush them like so many paper beer cups, year after year after year, after year after year after year after year after year, till those hopes are just so much popcorn for the pigeons beneath the L tracks to eat. He said, you know, I'll never see Wrigley Field anymore before my eternal rest. So if you have your pencils and your scorecards ready, I'll read you my last request. He said, give me a doubleheader funeral in Wrigley Field on some sunny weekend day, no lights. Have the organ play the national anthem, and then a little na-na-na-na, hey, 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 goodbye. Make 6 bullpen pitchers carry my coffin, and 6 groundskeepers clear my path. Have the umpires bark me out at every base in all their holy wrath. It's a beautiful day for a funeral. Hey, Ernie, let's play too. Somebody go get Jack Brickhouse to come back and conduct just one more interview. Have the Cubbies run right out into the middle of the field. Have Keith Moreland drop a routine fly. Give everybody 2 bags of peanuts and a frosty malt and an and I'll be ready to die. Build a big fire on home plate out of your Louisville Slugger baseball bats and toss my coffin in. Let my ashes blow in a beautiful snow from the prevailing 30-mile-an-hour southwest wind. And when my last remains go flying over the left field wall, we'll bid the bleacher bums adieu. And I will come to my final resting place out on Waveland Avenue. The dying man's friends told him to cut it out. They said, "Stop it, that's an awful shame." He whispered, "Don't cry, we'll meet by and by near the Heavenly Hall of Fame." He said, "I've got season's tickets to watch the Angels now, so it's just what I'm gonna do." He said, "But you, the living, you're stuck here with the Cubs. So it's me that feels sorry for you." And he said, "Oh, play that Lonesome Losers tune. That's the one I like the best." Closed his eyes and slipped away. Well, Scotty, it was the dying Cub fans' last request, so here it is. Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around, when the snow melts away? Do the Cubbies still play in their ivy covered burial ground? When I was a boy, they were my pride and joy, but now they only bring fatigue to the home of the brave, the land of the free and the doormat of the National League."
As long as they're playing baseball in Wrigley Field, we'll be listening to Steve Goodman, a dying Cub fan's last request. And before that, a wonderful song about the Hall of Fame called "I Am Here" from John McCutcheon's recording "Sermon on the Mound." That's on Apple Songs Records. And before that, Chuck McCabe, "Grandpa Played Softball" from his recording "Sweet Reunion." And that's on Woodshed Productions Records. And before that, recorded at the Sellersville Theater, a place I see shows frequently. It's a real nice place to hear someone play music. We heard "The Real Game" from Craig Bickert. That's on his record label Stone Barn. And we let off that set with Peter, Paul, and Mary from their recording "No Easy Walk to Freedom" on Goldcastle Records. We heard "Right Field." Hope you've enjoyed our program this week as we welcome the baseball season. Get out there and see a game or two this summer. It's a lot of fun. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1511.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell,